Hi there, smutty babies. Just a quick warning that this episode includes mature content that should be enjoyed by individuals 18 and up. Now, let's get smutty in here.
Hi, this is Tina, and I'm here with Tay, and this is the Smutty Babies podcast. This week, we are going to be talking about Praise by Sarah Kate. But before we get into that, we're going to talk about how we are going to rate the spice levels in
Juiciness.
this podcast. Yes, the juiciness levels. We'll go with that. Oh my gosh, we could use
Juicy.
peaches instead of.
I love that.
Everyone's using chili peppers.
No, we're gonna use peaches. We're gonna start with
Juicy.
the
I
peach
love that.
level.
I love that. All
Loved.
right. All right, our juiciness ratings. We will rate the juiciness later on in this podcast or in this episode. But just to let y'all know how we're rating these, one peach is gonna be stories that are mostly plot, have some PG-13 action in there. And five is going to be, straight up porn. Like, just straight smut, no plot.
Page
Like,
1 to 0.
yeah, one to zero.
I mean, one
One to
to
end, bro.
ending. One to end.
Yes. So that's how we're going to be rating it. And of course, we'll discuss our ratings and why we rate it in that way
Yeah.
for each book. And it'll probably be different for each book. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, all right. Taylor, would you like to go ahead and talk about the praise?
Yeah, I got you. So For praise, it's gonna be one of those situations where there's a breakup happening, and she has to get she gets a new job somewhere, and it unfortunately is her ex-boyfriend's dad, and she
That's juicy.
has some sexual attraction. Let me tell you, it's juicy for sure. But yeah, so they just kind of go on this up and down. Should we not? What do we do? And he's also the owner of a sex club, so that's a great little spin.
The Salacious Players Club.
Salacious
That sounds
players.
so good, guys.
I love that word.
Yeah, so this is actually going to be the first book of a whole series, and I believe there's five books in the whole Salacious Players Club. But we are only going to be talking about Praise today. But I did read ahead to the other books and see what they're about. But it's just side characters in the
Yeah.
first book. So each side character gets their own book moving forward. But
Ooh, does that okay? Well,
and one of them is a female dominant.
really? One
Yeah.
of them's Eve?
Yeah,
Heck
it's
yes.
the fourth book, I believe. But yeah. So we're gonna be talking about that today. It was a pretty good book,
I really
honestly.
liked it.
It was a quick read, and I mean we're fast
We're
readers.
fast readers. I read
We
mine in a
established that.
day, like a day and a half.
We established that in our first episode.
That was quick.
But yes, we are fast readers, and this was a very easy book to get through. I would like to say that
Very
first and
smooth.
foremost. Very smooth, quick.
Didn't have to reread. Like sometimes you get those books where you have to sit there and like, what did I just read? And go back. But no, it was a very smooth book. I liked it.
Yeah, me too. How did you feel about the main character, like the female lead? Because I liked her. I think she is pretty typical for this genre.
Yeah, she is.
The girl who's inexperienced in this environment, I
Yeah,
guess.
doesn't
But
know what it is, what to do.
yeah, and of course has to find a smoking hot teacher to
I
help her
know.
through it.
I know.
I actually liked her character. She wasn't, I hate whiny female
I
leads.
agree. I do. I do. I like somebody that is. Can stand up for herself and also wants to be like she handles learning in a very mature way, and I like that.
Yes.
And she's so young. She's only 21.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think she handled, like, she was very curious about being a sub, and she did great.
She did so good.
The writing was, I think, really good for that, because as you know, it's so common to read books that, like, I don't know, encourage the dom sub relationship, and like they're so wrong. They're so wrong. Like
Yeah.
they just portray it so wrong.
And
Like Fifty
it
Shades, everyone knows
yes.
50 Shades is Not ideal.
It's not, and it's sad because 50 Shades was one of the first Dom Smut books I ever read, and it just kind of whenever I actually dove in and started reading all of these books, I was like, oh my gosh, like it's supposed to be so different. Like 50 Shades of Grey was, it don't get me wrong, I don't want to dog any books or anything. It was a good book to read, but it was at the same time, honestly, kind of slightly abusive, but it happens.
Yeah. But I think like that's where it's hard because it wasn't a good portrayal of what the Dom Sub relationship should
Who
be.
should be, yeah.
Yeah. I think Praise did a good job
It
of
did.
showing that, of the consent that's so important
Yeah.
and the communication of what's okay and what's not. I think that is great. So I don't think honestly any trigger warnings are
No,
necessary.
I don't think so at all. Yeah. If anything, just it's awkward, I guess.
Maybe.
Slightly awkward. But it's also like such a fantasy.
But I don't think that it would be triggering to anyone, this book. So
No.
that's I think that's a good thing to establish. You said fantasy. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I
What's that
did.
fantasy?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I mean, come on. You never dated somebody that has a hot dad before?
Honestly,
I
no.
haven't. No.
I haven't.
I mean, it's a dream though, and like I don't know. Okay, so I guess I've never thought about it, but now I have. Now I have.
Okay. And I'm, would you?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I
For
know.
the
I just feel like
plot, Taylor, for the
for the
plot.
plot, just like because why not? Like if it happens and it's in front of you, especially in this situation where like they actually do fall in love with each other and it's just kind of like,
Yeah.
are you really gonna deny yourself that?
Yeah, no, I don't think I would do it if I wasn't like actually falling for
Yeah.
and I could never do it like vengefully, but I could definitely do it if I was
Like they
falling.
held off, you know? It's not like they met day one
They
and
really
just
tried.
do.
They really tried. And honestly, this affects my peaches level,
I
my
know.
peaches rating. It definitely.
You know, we talk, okay, so we talked about the peach level before the podcast. That's our rule because we want to be on the same page. But like really digging into it and thinking about it, the peach should technically go up to a 4. And not even just because of like the sex scenes. The sex scenes are very detailed and they're great. Honestly, they're great.
That's
But the
true.
tension between the two and the
Oh,
sexual chemistry that like they're
yeah.
fighting off for weeks.
Yeah, and the, yeah, you're right. The sexual attention does build.
It's
Like, you're waiting and waiting. And as the reader, like, it made me mad because I'm reading it for this month and it took forever. It felt like it took
yes,
forever. Granted, it is a quick read,
but
but
when
like,
it
it took forever to
hits,
get there.
it was yes. I totally agree with you. And the you know,
But
there's
it
a
did
scene that
hit. It
happens,
hit so good.
it hits so good. But there's a scene that happens, it's technically, I'm gonna say, I'll tell you, it's the first sexual scene. That's like something actually happens, and it's there's a Christina and I like to call it the throne room scenes, and there's three. But the first one, nothing really happens, but something happens at the same time, you know? And I feel like that for me is a level four peach, you
Yeah,
know?
that scene was a level four
That was
peach.
a level four peach scene, and it was crazy because they didn't actually have sex.
No.
But
But the
it was
juiciness,
very tense.
literally. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it was. You're not wrong. She is not wrong. That was a great scene for me.
It was
I love
excellent
how
writing.
she detailed that out and wrote that. I feel like she did a very good job at that.
Awesome. So, what do you think was like the strongest aspect of this book? Because we are going to read books that don't have plot,
I
that or
know.
don't have good smut or things like that. So, what do you think was its strongest quality?
I think the strongest quality was the respect
Oh, between them?
between the two of them, the two characters, and the two main characters. I think that the respect between Emerson and Charlotte was just crazy how the both of them were fighting each other because of the situation they were in, like
Yeah.
him being her ex's father
Even though they were attracted
and
to each
so
other.
attracted to each other, like denying each other's happiness. And it wasn't even just sexual chemistry. Like there are books where it's just straight up sex and there's no love involved. And the fact that they truly did enjoy each other's company and like literally, often in the book, they say that they were made for each other and they were perfect for one another,
Yeah.
and yet they're still fighting it. I think that that was honestly kind of crazy. I liked that. That was the best aspect for me.
Yes. I am very picky about writing.
I know you are. She is a writer, guys. Okay.
Oh, call me out like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm very picky about the writing, and I think Sarah Kate was an excellent writer, which says a lot. I mean, because I need plot to be satisfied. I need my peaches. My peaches will always include plot, because I love a good backstory.
You
I love
do.
a good buildup, and this had an excellent buildup.
It did.
You're right. It did take longer, and I was just like, all right, get to it already. But
Yeah.
like, I'm almost glad it didn't, now that you say that, because
Yeah.
it was almost worth it.
It was worth it. It's like one of those things where, I mean, you've never experienced that in real life, where you just have chemistry with
That's
somebody
true.
and you
Like, how
don't do it.
often, oh my gosh, how often are you really gonna get to bang your ex-boyfriend's dad?
Hasn't happened for either one of
It
us.
sure
And
hasn't.
they've never been that attractive,
So this
so.
is a great book if you want to live vicariously for something. But if anyone has experienced this, please, I'm dying to hear your
Give us
story.
stories. Because we will make podcasts specifically on just, telling sex stories that if y'all are open to that, we would love to do that.
You
Keeping
can,
names out, of
yeah,
course.
absolutely. We will keep you anonymous, but I am so ready to
And
tell
willing.
my stories, to listen to other people's. Oh my gosh. We had hot girl summer.
We did.
We enjoy
Last
a good
year,
hot girl
we
summer.
had a very hot girl summer. That was a
Anyhow,
crazy
so
summer.
I'm all for hearing people's hot girl summers or hot boy summers.
Dude, hot girl winter. Like, why is it always hot girl summer? Like, why isn't it hot girl year? Hot girl spring, fall, like summer, winter, everything.
All right. We
Hot girl
can just be
2024.
hot.
You know what I
I
mean? Like,
like
why
it.
does it only have to be for 3 months?
That's true. That's very true. All right. Taylor,
Christina.
tell us your favorite smutty line out of praise.
Oh, okay. We're doing a smutty line rating, guys. Honestly, I had quite a few. I had quite a few. So I'm just gonna give you two.
Okay, I'm
I'll
here
give
for
you
it.
two of them because they're so similar that it just happens to go together.
Yeah.
So my first one is gonna be, "You're such a good girl, Charlotte." And then the second one is,
Typical.
"You're always a good girl." And I feel like
Oh.
that's just I'm definitely that person in the bedroom telling me that I'm a good girl. It hits me hard. So when I read
Oh.
that line in a book, it just woof.
I think it hits everyone hard. So if that's for you, if you love praise, obviously, praise is the
Yes.
title. You can be sure to have tons of that in this
Yes.
book.
It's so good. The
Yes.
aftercare
Oh, the aftercare is
that
so
is
important.
described.
Oh, it's good.
That's what I mean, respect between the two of
Yeah,
them.
absolutely respect.
Okay, what's your favorite line, Christina?
My favorite is when he says, "Miss Underwood, you looked exquisite on your knees."
I know.
I'm sorry. Yes, Daddy. I'll always be. I will
Yeah.
always be on my knees for you, please.
You know, that's
Oh my
one thing
gosh.
about this book that I thought was so weird is how he was like a daddy, yet that's not used in the bedroom. She does not call him daddy.
That's true, but I think they were trying to avoid
Yeah.
because he was the daddy of
Of
her
her
ex. So
ex,
I
yeah.
think they were trying to avoid that, which I completely understand.
I get
I
that.
am always here for a good daddy, though.
I know, like a daddy moment in the bedroom, that's my kryptonite, okay?
Yeah. Oh, what kind of dom would you say he is? Because, I mean, there's so many types of doms, like dominant men out there, but
He's
what kind would you say he is?
definitely a daddy dom. He's
Yeah,
a
he is.
daddy dom that's not being called daddy, obviously, but He's a daddy dom. He's very nurturing and respectful. He teaches her about herself and gets her to open up in ways. He gets her to respect herself.
Oh my gosh, yeah, he like notices she doesn't have like that good of confidence in herself, and which in the book they kind of go into detail why she doesn't, but yeah, like he literally sees that she is not confident and goes, "You don't talk to yourself that way." I was like, "She."
I mean, there's a whole scene, guys, and it's a sexual scene. I'm not gonna go into too much detail, but it is a very detailed scene, and I cried. I literally texted Tina and I was like, I'm sobbing my eyes out right now. Like, it is such a good scene because it hit me personally. Like, I
I
totally
love
understand how
books
she
like that.
feels and how she portrays herself and thinks about herself in this book, because I also think of myself in that manner. But he literally, like, and it's sexual. Like, she's tied to a bed while he's doing this to her, but he's literally forcing her to say that she's worth it and she's pretty and she can't. And, like, he just kind of, like, breaks her and she's sobbing and. Afterwards, like she's like, I'm sorry. And he's like, no, like I know that was a lot, but like I wanted you to go through that because you can't think of yourself like that. Like you're
Oh,
amazing.
beautiful.
I was like, oh, well, I would love a man that, does that for me and made me feel like that. Oh my gosh.
Anyone knows of anyone, Taylor's looking.
Taylor's looking.
Taylor's
Far
looking. Far and wide.
and wide.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know. I feel like books have given me a reality that's just not healthy
Yeah.
for the
Oh.
love life.
Hey, it can be healthy. Some people can find that.
You're right, you're right.
Are
Maybe it's just
they
unhealthy for me.
maybe they're exceptions to the rule. And right now we're just the rule, but like
We will be the exception one day.
a hundred
You
percent.
already are the exception, Christina.
Bro, I'm literally my own exception. It's amazing right now. It's amazing. I'm living my dream. I coupled up Taylor.
You have coupled up,
And
and
I'm
I'm
living
so
my
happy for you.
dream.
She literally has the most amazing boyfriend. Game boy.
Gamer boy.
Gamer boy 23. Yeah, they met
23.
in 2023.
That's true.
So, Gamer boy 23.
I love that. That's his tag name now. I love that. Gamer boy 23. Okay. I feel like an important question. Well, it's important for me because I've already established I need a good plot. Do you think the plot was good?
I do think the plot was very good. I enjoyed it. I do think that there could have been some more plot. I know that you had made the comment how you were slightly annoyed with the back and forthness of it, but
Yeah.
I think that it was kind of necessary in this situation, but it
But
was also a little played out. I do agree with it. I do think that it was a great plot, but it
they
also
dragged it out a
It
little too
dragged it out a
long.
little too long.
But I understand the respect they had for his son, her ex-boyfriend. They tried so hard to fight it. And I loved the fight, okay? Believe me, I loved it. I thought the plot was pretty good.
I thought the plot was pretty good.
It was a little dragged out. Could have moved a little faster, I think.
Especially with,
But
I
the
think, the
buildup was
reason.
excellent. The buildup was excellent.
No, yeah, it was good. It was a good build up. I think the reason why it was a little annoying was because they were getting so sexual with each other but not doing anything and then like complaining about it. And I
Yeah.
think that that was the problem. If they hadn't started being so sexual with one another in certain ways,
Yeah.
then it
Oof,
would have been
there's
okay.
a foot rub scene in there, guys.
Whoa, that was.
You would not think that sounds juicy.
And you know what's crazy is for a long time, every sexual encounter that they have is
Minor. Yeah,
interrupted.
every minor thing,
Every
yeah.
minor, until they actually have sex. But every minor, like the buildup, is constantly
Yeah, the
interrupted.
buildup was so good. She did do a good job for the buildup. The sexual tension was incredible.
Also, the first scene where she goes over to get her check and
That's the
he's.
first time when they meet,
That's
yeah.
the first time they meet, and he just says he misconstrues her, and he says, "Get on your knees.
Yeah.
Like you should always be on your knees when I walk in the room." And she just does it, even though she
Bro, I
knows,
freaking love that. Because
like
I would 100% do that
I know exactly
for
how
a
you felt. A
complete
hundred percent, I would do
stranger.
that. I'd be
Yeah.
like, Yes, sir. Like,
I'd be
okay.
like, wait, I don't even, like, he's asking me to get on his knees. What? Like, just out of confusion, just get on my freaking knees. I'm like, what am I, why am I doing this?
Especially if he's like a hot guy. Oh my God,
Dude,
yeah.
and that's why I say her writing was incredible, because her thought process for getting on her knees was completely realistic.
It was. Oh my gosh, it does.
It was amazing.
It gets like every girl's fantasy.
Yes.
I love that. Okay, so Christina, my question for you is, how do you feel about the mom's acceptance of the fact that she knew her daughter was doing what she was doing with her boss?
Bro, I love it because that my mom would literally be like, smile and nod.
I
Yes, I'm
know.
here for it, Christina. I'm here. Which I love that. So I love that I found some similarities in this character's mom with mine. But yeah, so I thought, heck, why not?
Yeah.
I think I love a mom that wants their children to be happy. So
Yeah.
I really like that. What about you?
That's good. I love that. I loved it too. I also love how in this book, there's, I don't want to give too much detail, but I'm going to give detail. Like, there's LGBTQ
Love. Oh
love
yeah.
in this book, and it
Which
is
and it's
awesome.
really important to Charlotte. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
100%. All right. Tell me about the Salacious Players Club, because that's a huge theme in this book. It's
I
literally the
know.
Salacious Players Club series. So tell me, Taylor, what is the Salacious Players Club?
The Salacious Players Club is a sex club where you pay for a membership. You obviously have to be tested for STDs to join. And you
Interesting.
can come and either bring a date and just have fun, watch people have sexual interaction,
How
and
21st century of
play
them
with each
to test
other.
everyone before
Or you
yes.
can be the show. I love that. Like, you can be the show. There's also like auctioning scenes in this
Oh
book, which
yeah.
I've never read before. And I've read sex club books before, and I've never read an auctioning scene like that. I
Oh,
thought
I
that was
have.
awesome.
Read some mafia smut, baby.
I know,
Oof,
we
you'll
talked
get
about
some
that.
auctions.
I need to read those for sure. We could talk
Oh,
about
I'm so
those.
ready. I have a whole list for you. I love the fact that they kind of played with voyeurism. And for anyone who doesn't know what that is, it is watching.
Yes.
And like when you enjoy watching, whether it's other people or you enjoy people watching you.
Yes.
It's so. We discussed one of their first sexual encounters that, like, the build up to this scene was incredible.
Incredible.
And it plays on that. So, if that's something you're interested in, they do include that. But I loved that they started a company where everyone could be free and comfortable,
I love that. I love
which
that.
is 100% why this is the first book we're talking about, because we want everyone to feel free and
And
comfortable
comfortable.
while
And
we
no
talk about.
judgment.
Yeah,
No
and
judgment.
that's so
But
important.
there's
No
also
judgment.
in this book, like his son. So the character's name is Beau. It is Charlotte's ex-boyfriend. And his dad is Emerson, which is her love interest. But Beau and Emerson are not talking in the novel because Beau is so disgusted by his father being a sexual person that owns a sex club, and he found
Yeah.
out about this. And I think that is so crazy because the whole book is about no judgment and living your life and being free. And I feel like,
And that's an interesting, like, underlying theme of this book.
there's so
Definitely
many
not, it's
underlying
definitely,
themes in
yeah,
this
it's definitely
book.
not the main, but I think that it's cool. That's why I'd say it was excellent
It was a
writing.
great writing.
It's great writing
Because
'cause
there's like
there are so
even
many different aspects.
transgender, changes in this book. And I loved that. I thought that was awesome how it was handled. It was beautifully written.
Yeah, it really was. Taylor.
No. I have a question for you.
Oh, no, go ahead, bring it on.
Okay, so Christina. All right, obviously she's with Gamer Boy 23. But if Christina was single, or hey, even if Gamer Boy 23 was willing, would you join a Salacious Players Club?
Taylor, I've been waiting for you to ask me this all
I
episode. 100%.
know you would. Would you be a What would you do?
Okay, it's gonna give a sneak peek. It's not 100% what happens. So, this was my own fantasy built off of Sarah Kate's writing, but I would sit in the throne.
On the
I would sit
throne.
on the throne.
Okay, so wait a minute. Would you want to be the dominant?
I'm sitting on the throne, Taylor. What does that tell you?
She is the dominant in that situation. Okay.
Bruh, I am literally a queen, okay?
You
I
are.
live my life as if I'm a queen every single day. 100% I belong on that throne.
Yeah, you do.
I need a throne. And now I'm going to have a throne room. That's the bucket list. I've
Oh my
added to
gosh.
the book. I need a throne room, okay? So I 100% want to be sitting on that throne. I would 100% need things to be done for me,
For me
to
on
me.
that throne.
Yeah, for me, to me.
I love. Oh, okay. Christina, that's crazy. Okay. You want to know what's crazy for me? The only way okay. I see myself as a queen and a king. Okay. Let me be real here right now. I don't
Oh.
fucking need a man in my life. I'm okay with being single. I'm actually happy that way if it needs to be done. I can be the queen and the king of my life. But I don't want to be. Okay. My happiness is if I'm sitting on a throne in a sex scene, it's because I've been demanded to. I've been
Okay.
demanded to accept that I'm a queen, you
Okay.
know?
I love
And
that.
I love that. I would love a man that, like this book, honestly, a man that forces you to see your worth,
Yes.
but is
Yes.
also like so dominant,
I love that.
you know? But I can see that. I can see you as the queen of your throne going to fantasy land.
Bruh, yes. Yeah. I'm definitely already, my mindset's already there.
I know.
Like I know my worth. Of course, I can listen to you tell me about my worth every day of the week. So,
Praise, yes,
yeah,
praise.
praise. But oh my gosh, like let's talk about praise
Praise
for a
more.
second.
So, what do you think about the whole secretary boss on top of everything
Oh, I'm
else?
sorry, but I have to say that the secretary boss theme is so juicy.
It is so juicy.
So juicy.
There's a
Like,
scene where he makes her work all day in nothing but her bra and panties.
yeah.
And be in mind that he works out of his house. So,
Yeah, so she's not like in an office, but
no, it's private, but still.
oh, so freaking juicy. So,
It's so good.
but I love the fact, so he praises her so much. And I love it because in the beginning, she's like, "What do you think I'm into?" And he almost knew immediately because he like recalls her. But I love the fact that he already like was paying attention
I know. Oh my
from
gosh.
the get-go. He was pay which guys
This book
don't
is oh
freaking
my
do.
gosh. He pays
Great
attention
writing.
so much to her in this book, like every little detail.
Yeah.
It's amazing, like the
Yes.
smallest things, and I don't know.
He refused to tell her, by the way. Refused
No.
to tell her what he knew she might be into because she didn't know any of her kinks.
Yeah.
So she was asking him like what he thought her kinks would be. And he was like, "Yeah, I know. I know what you're into, but
I'm not gonna tell
I'm not
you
gonna tell you. You should discover that
on your
on
own.
your own,"
I
which
just, I love that.
respect.
I
It comes
respect.
back to respect.
I'm telling you, like the respect in this book is so amazing. I loved it.
And the disrespect.
Oh, and the scene where like he gives her, so she basically does a bunch of research and she finds this test to take online, and I've actually taken the BDSM test.
I've taken it too. Oh my gosh. I got
Yes,
switch.
I love
I
that.
got switch. Yeah.
Wait, you got Switch?
Yeah, I'm a switch.
Okay, so wait a minute. That's your top? That's your number one?
I was a brat first, and then I was a switch.
And what's your number three?
I don't freaking remember. That was so long ago.
Are you kidding me? I
I
remember all
definitely,
three of
it was
mine.
probably praise. But yeah.
Oh, I don't know if praise is a
Which is
category.
a praise kink in BDSM?
I mean, I don't know if it's a category. If I mean, I could literally look up my photo.
Oh. And oh, girl, maybe I need to retake that test.
I know, you probably should. I mean, you're technically supposed to retake that test every, like, year to 2 years because things change to get, like, spiciness. But my number one was submissive, two was rope baby, and three was brat.
You said rope baby?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Which means I like to be tied up.
I got that.
Yeah.
From context. Oh, my gosh. Okay, rope baby.
Yeah.
All right, well... We're tying Taylor up for one episode.
I would love that. I would love that.
Oh, snap.
But in the book, so...
That's actually a really great idea.
It is a great idea. Wait, that would be an interesting podcast, tied up and
talking about... That's called... Oh, because we're definitely... One episode's going to be called Whips and Chains.
Whips and Chains. I love that.
Yeah, Whips and Chains. Oh, my God. Whips and Chains. Yeah. That's a theme, right? We
just, I love that. But she takes that test, right? And she gives her ratings of everything. And there's this moment where he gives her, like, you know, the papers to fill out and everything. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't do it, and she's pouting. And be in mind, Emerson does not like brats.
No.
At all. And that's something I couldn't be with Emerson because I'm a brat. But he does not like brats. He does not like whining. He likes a girl that does what she's told, and that's it. And all day she's whining because at this point in the book, like, they've gone back and forth about their situation. Should they go forward with it? And she finally lets it out because he comes and confronts her. And he's like, I don't like brats. You're acting ridiculous. Like, what's going on? Right? And she's like, you expect me to lay all this down for you, but you can't do the same for me. And I just think that that was a great scene to read.
Yeah.
Like, standing up for herself.
Yeah. And, of course, it's because you're a brat, Taylor.
I'm a brat.
She was being ready.
I am a brat.
So you relate.
I relate. And, I just think it's so cute because... And in that moment, she basically says, like, what am I supposed to tell you how I feel and what I desire, but you can't do the same for me? And he's like, you want to know what I desire? I desire you, and I want you, all of you, inside and out.
Oh, my gosh, Taylor, you're giving away so much.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. Oh,
but it's so good. All right. Yeah, read it.
But read it. You think that I'm telling you the details? I'm not even going into detail.
That's so true. But that is our last question, which is it worth it? And I think after this discussion, we clearly think it's worth it to read.
It's worth it.
Especially if you're into praise, if you're into dom sub, if you're into little voyeurism, if you are into so many, like, I don't know, things. I don't know.
Smuttiness.
If LGBTQ positivity means something to you, they are positive in that. So that I think that's nice. Oh, you talked about Bo, the son, and how he's not great, but he is misunderstood, I think. But
yes.
But just to clarify, in the fifth book with the dominant female, guess who the love interest is?
Bo?
Dead serious. I'm dead serious. He becomes her submissive in there. That is what... And you can...
No way!
And you can read that on the back of the book. Okay, so no spoilers. That is just... That's on the back of the book. Also, I love spoilers, so I am so willing to share. I'm just telling
you. Yeah, so... 100%.
I'm sorry. I will try. I will forget because to me they're not spoilers, obviously, because I read the book. But I will try my absolute hardest not to give away spoilers.
Honestly, no. We should do a spoiler alert.
100%. I love. You can ruin. You can tell me the whole plot. You can tell me the
twist.
Yeah,
and I will still read it.
I will still read it and still be surprised.
I will still be happy. Because I feel like unless you're reading it in description of the author, you like... People just summarize. They don't ever, you know what I mean? No one remembers it word for word and description for description. So I think that being in the author's mindset, in the author's world, is what makes it for everybody. Yeah. And everyone feels differently about it.
Yeah. I know everyone pretty much around me hates spoilers. And I'm like, but I just want to tell you everything that happens because I'm so excited. And it sucks. But I'm definitely a human being that loves spoilers. Maybe it's my anxiety.
I love a spoiler. Especially for, like, something that's intense.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, I can't go through the anxiety sitting here wondering what's gonna happen. Like, I have to know, which sucks because in real life, that does not happen.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. You're just
You're just blindsided every single
blindsided.
day of your life. Oh Smacked in the face, sliced in the finger.
What the fuck? Oh my gosh.
Taylor cut her finger at
Yeah,
work
I did.
yesterday.
I cut my finger at work. I sliced it.
Yeah, so clumsy.
I
Oh,
know.
you'd be a perfect leading lady.
I really
They're always
would.
clumsy. They always fall at least once.
I'm not clumsy.
Okay. Says your freaking
You
finger that
what's funny?
could
No,
use
Christina.
stitches.
You know what? I'm gonna defend myself real quick.
Okay.
I'm getting a little defensive right now because let's be in mind, everybody, the viewers. Okay, so I break at least one wine glass a day at my job, and I've never cut myself, never, not once. And to yesterday, not today, yesterday, I decided to slice through my finger, just cut it off. And I'm being overdramatic, but I swear, you guys, this is not a fun experience, and I'm deeply, and when I mean deeply, I mean sliced deeply, ruined.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I gave you the floor
You
just so you could
did.
defend your clumsiness. I don't have any other questions
You don't? You can't keep talking? I could talk for another hour and a half.
about,
Praise?
yeah, I mean, I am very interested in the rest of the salacious players because all of the players seem very interesting and attractive. So,
Eyes on Me is going to be
well,
the second book. Who's book two about?
all right, so the second book is going to be about Garrett, which is Emerson's best friend and business partner. Well, they have a
Yes.
few, but the second book is actually more about voyeurism.
Really?
Yes.
I can see that because Garrett in the first
Is the
book,
one who started the throne room with the
yeah.
looking glass, like through.
And he also is somebody that like reads people. Like
Yes.
that's very much his part in the business as well, not even
Yes, that
just
he
his
reads people.
sex.
Yeah, 100%. Which is, so Garrett is the second main character, or for the second book, I guess.
I'm
But
so excited.
it's very interesting. But we haven't read.
Dang, I wanted to read a book about Eve. Eve's a character who's a female dom, and I would
Oh,
love
you're
a book
right.
from her character point. Sarah Kate, please write book six
She's gonna
from
listen to
Eve's
this.
character. I hope. I will literally, like, I'll send it to her. I'll figure out a way to email it to her. I would love a book by you from Eve's character point as a female dominatrix, because this is the one scene that I've read
Yes,
is awesome. And she's just so respectful. She's also.
that's the first of many throne room scenes.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And she's just so respectful towards Charlotte in the book. Like, she helps her grow too and gives her confidence. You know? I love
True.
that.
True. Even though she has a backstory with Emerson, which she can shut up. There's always girls in the bathroom scenes. I'm dead
I
serious.
know.
In all of my mafia smut books, there's always a girl, an ex-girlfriend in the freaking bathroom.
Or like they go up into a room and they're like, he's like, stay here, we have to talk. And I'm like, excuse me? You have to talk to her? You're gonna
But
talk to her.
why is it that the girls from the men's past are always freaking gross? They're always so gross. Like, they behave so catty.
Well, I don't think that Daisy does.
One of them traps her in the room, like in a room or something. I swear it was a bathroom. And she was like, "Oh, so you're his new secretary?" And she's like, "Yes, what of it?" Like, it was a great book. I really appreciate the book.
I do love the book. I thought it was a great book. I thought it was
I'm excited.
portrayed very well. I'm excited to read the rest of the series. And like we said, they're quick reads. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So that's going to be the end of our first podcast episode. Please tune in for the next story. All right, I'm excited. I'm excited to read. I'm excited to talk. We will see you guys next week. Please like, share, and subscribe. Also, we have a Smutty Babies Instagram. Please go follow us and send us any, reviews, comments, or anything.
Please DM us if, again, please. We are looking for a book with a female dominant.
Yes. We need that in our life.
I would love some suggestions. If you do find us on Instagram, that would be great. DM us. Awesome. Or leave a comment on this episode.
Yes, please do.
All right, we'll get better at this, I promise.
We promise. Okay. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.